In a bipartisan vote, members of the West Virginia Senate approved a bill that sets up drug testing for recipients of public assistance. It's a measure some senators say will help identify West Virginians who need the substance abuse treatment they can't get on their own. But for others, it forces needy West Virginians to pay for a service they can't afford. Drug testing welfare recipients is not a new concept. Members of the West Virginia legislature considered the proposal last session, but for 13 other states, the program is a reality. West Virginia's proposed law would focus on TANF recipients, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. Senator Ryan Ferns is the bill's lead sponsor and the chamber's health committee chair. He explains the bill requires the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources to seek federal approval and oversee the program, which they predict will cost $50,000 in the first year. Ferns says DHHR employees must have, quote, a reasonable suspicion before they can submit a TANF recipient for testing.
And reasonable suspicion is defined in two ways. If during the screening process the applicant demonstrates qualities indicative of substance abuse, that is one method. The second would be a prior conviction of a drug-related offense within the past 5 years.
Ferns says the bill creates a three-strike system. After one failed drug test, recipients must enroll in rehabilitation and workforce training programs, but get to keep their benefits. They lose those benefits after a second failed test, but after 12 months or completing a rehabilitation or job training program, whichever is shorter, they'll get their benefits back. It's after a third failed drug test, Fern says, the recipient loses those benefits for life. Senators on both sides of the aisle stood in support of the measure, including Democrat Herb Snyder, who says he was opposed to the bill until he thought about the number of babies born in the state addicted to drugs.
Now, maybe those that say that maybe this isn't the answer, it is not the answer. But it is an epidemic that is affecting newborn babies in this state. And for that reason, I support this bill and urge this legislature and all the people of West Virginia, we need to work together to work on solutions for this drug problem.
Republican Senator Craig Blair says he was the first member of the West Virginia legislature to introduce similar legislation more than 10 years ago when he was a member of the House. But back then, he says, he was told the bill would never even be considered by the Senate.
Well, that's not the way to solve problems in West Virginia. The way to solve problems in West Virginia is to take them head on, address it, and get it done, and then start reaping the benefits and the rewards. And I can tell you right now that the taxpayers on top of it will appreciate this, because we all want to help those that can't help themselves, but we don't want to help those that won't help themselves. And this puts the mechanism in place that where we can get the help to where they need.
But Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler is not comfortable with parts of the bill. He and fellow Democrat Bill Laird were the only senators to vote against it. Kessler says the bill requires the TANF recipient to pay for the drug treatment or rehabilitative service they're required to go through after failing a drug test.
Keep in mind, these are TANF recipients who are indigent already. So where are you going to come up with $500 or $1,000 to enroll in a drug treatment program to receive $150 worth of food stamps?
On top of the payment issue, Kessler says there's a lack of treatment options in many rural parts of the state, leaving a class of people without options.
So we're forcing folks into programs that we're not even sure it exists, number one, and if they do, we're asking people to pay for it that desperately need treatment that don't have the funds to pay for it. So then what?
Kessler says he would support the bill if it required the state to expand access to treatment and to fund those rehabilitative programs for welfare beneficiaries. Ferns told Kessler on the floor that many TANF recipients are also covered by Medicaid, which will pay for drug treatment services. Ferns says the DHHR has assured lawmakers there are also enough of those programs to take in referrals from the new welfare testing system. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.